after his death. Their sentiments say he was a great leader with a great sense of humor, but he was also known for having a temper. But he was also someone who could quickly turn a problem into a solution. The sign of a great leader, hey? John Horgan was just 65 years old. In other news, have you guys been wondering about the teenager who was diagnosed with bird flu last week? He's in the Fraser Valley, by the way, and unfortunately, the news is that he's still in critical condition. So a lot of people wondering about, number one, the source of his bird flu, and it may never be known, but it is believed to be an animal that he probably came into contact with. The spread of bird flu in humans in recent years, I was just looking into it. According to virologists, it's made an inevitable spread here to Canada because it's been seen around the world, especially in humans down in the States. For now, too, there's no vaccine available in Canada to protect us from bird flu. Back home on the ice last night, Canucks battled the Calgary Flames and came out on top. Final score 3-1. And we got a bit of a quick turnaround, too. Tomorrow night, Canucks are hosting the New York Islanders for a Friday night game at Rogers Arena. And finally, man, it was a really stormy night on the South Coast. This hour, the earlier wind warning was lifted, but damage is done. BC Hydro still working to restore power to nearly 15,000 residents and businesses. But at this point, most of them are on the Sunshine Coast. And how about this actual forecast? And here's what's up for the day. Rain, thunder, and a high of 12. Now, for that reason, because the rain's so beefy today, we do have a rain warning that's still locked in. I'll keep you updated. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 9 degrees. Well, this has been a surprise. No major stalls or accidents to deal with right now as we kick off the 8 o'clock hour. However, there are some other issues this morning that could impact your drive. And if you don't mind, I just want to highlight a few so you know what you're getting into. So last night's windstorm, number one, you could come across this morning fallen trees. After a lot of rain and more on the way, there's areas of pretty deep water pooling. But, you know, if you take the usual route, you probably know where things tend to add up. Take care there. And then, yeah, with even more rain on the way today, they're warning us about an increased risk of washouts, rock falls, and even landslides, especially on our beloved North Shore and West Vancouver, who have really been going through it the last couple months with all those atmospheric rivers, which this is not one. Even still, up to 90 millimeters of rain by the end of the day, which for those of us with yards, I'm thinking it just means an impossible day to get any raking done, right? Just impossible, right? I don't want to do it anymore.
Make Wave 98.3 your go-to station at home and on the go. Stream us online at wave98.3.fm. Find us on Radio Player Canada. Ask Alexa to play Wave 98.3 or catch us on TuneIn. We stream wherever you do. Tune in and turn it up. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs and resources they need for everyday activities and learning to live with amputation. Having access to our essential programs helps amputees prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. The War Amps is committed to improving the quality of life for Canadian amputees, but this wouldn't be possible without you. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. Ooh, that's the time I feel like making love to you. That's the time I feel like making dreams come true. Oh, baby, when you talk to me, when you're moaning sweet and low, when you're touching me and my feelings start to show.
Hello, Vancouver. Thanks for taking us along for the drive. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
coolest vibe. That was Adam Hawley and Julian Vaughn. Right on, right on. And I'm your girl TJ. Happy Wednesday. So if you use the early internet, you probably remember the voice of the You Got Mail guy. Does that ring a bell? You'd hear it when you logged into any AOL kind of email account. And that message, I think a lot of us have sort of into our brain, right? Just right into there, and our hearts too. We always talk about the memories of those primitive days of the internet, but all these years later, the man who voiced that You Got Mail has passed away. His name was Elwood Edwards, 74 years old. And this week, his daughter is now sharing more about this famous recording, which she says he did while sitting in his living room. Remember this login sound? To anyone who was not back there or not hip to the internet. Oh, there he was. There he was. We'll listen to it again. But this was a very familiar sound when you got into AOL. Let's have a listen.
You've got mail.
Hear how fuzzy it is even? The clincher here, though, Elwood Edwards was paid just $200 for that recording. Whitney Houston on the wave. And let's thank Elwood Edwards for his sweet voice. Too bad about that $200, though. Wave 98.3.
Feeling when you walk through that
Stan Foeman, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. And we're creeping up on 8:30 this morning. I'm your girl TJ with what's making waves in our fine city. And unfortunately, province-wide, we got some heavy hearts. So we've heard just late yesterday about the death of our former BC Premier, John Horgan. I don't know who you voted for, but to hear that a man with a family has lost his life at just 65 is pretty sad. He was battling cancer for the last few years. Now the flags across the province, federal and provincial, are going to fly at half mast until after his funeral or memorial service, which hasn't been set just yet. Again, John Horgan was 65. In other news and happening now, today President-elect Donald Trump and President Biden have met at the White House. The two are actually speaking from the White House publicly right now. And since he won last week's election, Trump's also been forming his new administration. A few hot notes here. It includes several U.S. politicians who have expressed concerns about Canadian border security. Trump's also announced a new defense secretary who believes women should be removed from combat roles in the U.S. military. In sports, man, lots going on, actually. The Vancouver Whitecaps have been kicked out of the MLS playoffs. The Canucks beat Calgary last night at Rogers Arena. Well done. And then also in CFL action, it's Grey Cup week right here in Van City. Tonight is the opening ceremony. It's going down at Canada Place. And afterwards, Canada's largest drone show. That'll be cool. And you can probably see it from the North Shore. The ceremony and a concert start at 6 and the drone show at 8:30, and it's all for free. The actual Grey Cup too, that's on Sunday. BC Place, Toronto versus Winnipeg. And finally, really, the winds are dying down after another great and mighty windstorm on the south coast. BC Hydro's been pretty busy all morning and probably will be for the rest of the day, especially on the Sunshine Coast. And wave weather today. Winds have backed off, but it's still going to be pretty wet today with periods of rain. And that's why the rainfall warning is still in effect. Also could get a little exciting this afternoon with some thunder and a high of 12. Right now at 555 West Georgia, mostly cloudy and 9.
We'll be right back.
with you this morning. I don't know if you're going through it or if you're in great spirits, but music sure helps, eh? It's Wave 98.3 with the Braxton Brothers, Forever Together. And I'm Tara Jean. Imagine heading to the Tawasin Ferry Terminal right now and finding out that you'll be waiting there for numerous hours until the 5 o'clock sailing this evening. After a bunch of cancellations, Tawasin to Swartz Bay and Tawasin to Duke Point yesterday evening, BC Ferries is still trying to play catch up. There haven't been any wind-related cancellations yet this morning, but again, just with that catch up, the 9, the 11, the 1, and the 3 are all full up, and the next sailing available is, that 5 o'clock to Victoria. If you want to get over to Duke Point and take the Malahat, good luck with that. There's a possible to one sailing wait on that route. We just hit 8:43 on the coast, and still to come on this morning's show, why might the butter be locked up next time you go to the grocery store? I'll dish before 9.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Light up my life. Lay a blanket on the ground down by the riverside. We'll smell the flowers, savor the wine. Get lost in each other's arms, warm kisses tight. There's no telling what we're going.
Proud supporters of Good Vibes.
with the Saks app.
And I'm Tara Jean. So why might butter be locked up next time you go to the grocery store? Well, it has to do with, I think for the most part, this is happening in Ontario, Guelph, Brantford, areas like that. They have been stealing butter. Thousands of dollars worth of butter have been stolen. And for quite some time there, I was following the butter story, but it really baffled police in both of those communities, as well as others across the country who were seeing this spike in stolen butter. And now the police believe there is a black market for butter across the country. And for two reasons, it might be just sketchy, you know, people who just want to get a deal on butter for their own house. It also, in greater numbers, may be restaurants and businesses who want to, in a sketchy way, get a bit of a deal. So butter, as a result, we're seeing the price go up across the country. So please stop stealing butter. But for now, the most you could pay for a pound, the fancy butter, is more than $8. Would you dare? It must be really good.
You're leaving, that's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, I'm not afraid to.
Steve 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave98.3.fm.
Once in her life, she musters a smile.